We're on Daf, Tavid Aleph, Omed Aleph, the last line, we had already one limud, Omer Rav Yitzchak, Mikan L'Talmud Chochem, Shleyesi, Yehudi Balai Lof, and the reason that Yaakov Avinu was Huzak, because he's Nishar Yehudi V'Huzak. So now we're going to go into this sugya to bring rayas that a Talmud Chacham vayayti yehidi balayla. Taisa said that the reason is because the mazikim miskanim bahem, because the mazikim are miskanim b'tamid chachamim. Rab Abba bar Kahana Omar mehoche. Rab Abba bar Kahana brought another mekayach that a Talmud Chacham vayayti yehidi balayla. Because it says by Boyaz, Hine hu zoyre es ha-goyren, es goyren ha-soyren. So Rashi says, the chi vayhi b'shachvoy, omro lo, so how did Nomi know that Boyaz will remain there by the goyren? Omro lo, dehi sha'acher sheyigmar zaroi, vayovei lebeisei lishkoi, he won't go back home. Shagnayu l'tamide chachomim loteis b'layla, to go out by night. Where Rashi says, aloshin gnay, not al sakone, the gnay. V'yishkav b'goyren, so Lamaisi is going to sleep there by the goyren. So Nomi told Rush she could be assured that Boyaz will remain there. Abeboy Oma Mehocho, Vayashkein Avrom, Baboyzer, Vayasaboyish es Chamoyre. The Trashi, Vayashkein Baboyke, Vloikoidem Ayoin. Why was Vayashkein Baboyke? Va'af al Gav, the love Yehidi Abe. Avrom Avinu wasn't a Yochid, there was Shnei Naorah than Yitzchak. Vachoshkein Yehidi. Madoch Avraham Avinu that had three with him, with Apopikin, the Yashkin, Baboika, Rabbi the Gibbet, a Talmud Chochem that's a Yochid. We'll come back to the Trashi. Let us speak first Taitzke. Mehocho Vayashkin Avraham Baboika. The Reiv Svarim Ksif, with Yilzeh Vayachvosh Es Chamoiroi, Vayashkin Avraham Baboika, that's Vayachvosh Es Chamoiroi. Mikoshe, the Taitra says, so it comes out, this process is the Maisa Kedah, the Haina Kroda Kedah. Visham Vayhoya Yechidu, Vayishnei Novimai Vyitvot Benoit. So we're bringing a raya. We're bringing a raya, Shleyet Yechidu Balayla. That is the whole sugya that a Tamakoch, Mleyet Yechidu Balayla. So what's the raya from Avraham Avinu al Kochoch? It's not of this reason, because he wasn't a Yechidi. Kasha number one. Bo'oi, Kasha number two. Vafilo hoya yochid, en lochus min amazikin, v'shluchim mitzvah in on the zaytan. How could you bring a raya? That the reason for Baboika was because out this halachim shloyet yechidi balayla tamakochim shloyet yechidi balayla. Okay, he was with the zelun of shluchim mitzvah in and the zayke. Boy, the mikra the akeda yalef bereish psachim. From this process, kabi bedikas chametz ramrinim drizim magdimim lemitzvahs tray mitzafre mitzvayishkim avrom. Which is why didn't Avraham Avinu wake up earlier? So why the choice of the chiyuv of his reason, magdino lemitzvahs, you don't start earlier. The heiche muchach osam, but the rai, dume shani osam, bavim yishim shloyeti yechidi balay. I mean, we're bringing a rai and we're saying pshat that the whole reason of Baboika was the whole reason of Baboika was because Shleyeti Yechidi Balayla. So what's the raya that the Hilchus is reading you only mag them from the beginning of the day. Could be in Hilchus Rishis, you mag them from before. But the reason Avraham Avinu was not mag them from before is because Oyeti Yehidi Balaiwa. Kachlo Higdim. Before we see Tesis chat, we see Rashi Zicher learned that the Tarai is from the Akeda. Rashi somehow mentions this problem, the Lav Yechidi, the Choshken Yechidi, to what's on Rashi. So, Alisa is asked by a Yechidi. So the late Aryeh wants to say Pshat Rashi that Avraham Avinu was Choshesh from Mechsholes. I mean, he was going, we had Tesis as So, Avraham Avinu was chayish, even though there were three. There was a chash of mechsholes. That's why he didn't wake up earlier, because of the mechsholes. And he says, so if you see that there's a, he was chayish from mechsholes, about the gemis is a chash for mazikim. It means mazikim by a Talmud Chacham is a bigger chash. God there wasn't shayich mazikim because there were three. But al koponim, if you see Avraham Avinu was chayish even for mechsholes, about the Gibbis, Talmud Chacham should be chayish from mazikim. That's one pshat he wants to say. A second pshat he wants to say that but the Maisa Akeda was such a Moirabika Maisa that there was Zicha, the greater the Maisa is, the greater the Nishenis are, the greater the difficulties one encounters. So, Avraham Avinu, even though they were three, but he was afraid the Mazikim will try to hamper him, to stop him. And they go to Lakina because of the magnitude of the Maisa Akeda, the Mamele, so that's why he didn't rely on three. That's why he didn't rely on three, about Kaponim, Samzei Talmud Chochem, the Takad of Shashis Al Mazikim, by the Maisa Akeda, he was afraid even if there were three with him. But the reason was because of Mazikim Taka. The Tamazi don't have such a Givaldika Maisa like the Akeda. So if there are three, you don't have to be afraid. But Al Kaponim, Al Yechidi has to be afraid. Al Shemi is Kanaboy HaMazikim. That's how you want to say Pshat and Rashi. Places Eta Kashe, two other Kashe. The Tamazi is nothing to be afraid of. With a mitzvah in an ezekim. That's one kasha. Another kasha, Tesis asks, with the Morim Psochim. Morim Psochim brings a raya that of the mitzvah of the Zrizus, you don't have to be magdan more than Safra. So Tesis asks, what's the raya? Could be of Zrizus, should be magdan more than Safra, but of the shash of Mazikim, it couldn't be magdan. So the Levi wants to say one kasha hampers the other kasha. I mean, this would be a mitzvah of Zrizus. In the mitzvah of Zrizus would go to the night before also. Then you'd have a dinner of Shvut and mitzvah in the Mizrachim Taka. The mitzvah of Zrizus is machayev to be magdim. So then there would be a din of Shvut and mitzvah in the Mizrachim. That was the problem that Chazal had. Chazal had Taker Tesis Kasha. Why was Avraham scared? There's a Shmir of Shluch and Mitzvah in the Nezoikim. So therefore Chazal says that the Mitzvah of Rizus only goes to from the morning. It doesn't start early. So Mamele, there's no Mitzvah of Zrizim Magdimim. If there's no Mitzvah of Zrizim Magdimim, so Mamele, then Avraham Avinu was afraid that it tells us, so that Memele, there's no Shmira of Shluchei Mitzvah in Am Nezaike, because it's not Shluchei Mitzvah. If the Mitzvah of Zrizus would be Machayim, to be Magdim, so then Taki, he had nothing to be afraid of, then it's Shluchei Mitzvah. But since the Mitzvah of Zrizus is not Machayim to be Magdim from the morning, so Memele, so he's not Shluchei Mitzvah, and Memele has what to be afraid of the Mazikim. That's how the Reb Aryeh for Empress Tosfos Kasha. Okay, this is one Kasha for Empress the other Kasha. And the Essen Kasha, Tosfos asks, what's the Raya from Avraham Avinu that the mitzvah of Zrizus is only from the morning? Maybe it's from before. No, Avraham Avinu couldn't do it before of the Chash of Leyeti Balayla. That the Pharisee says, Bechlali doesn't understand Tosfos Kasha. Because Vayashkim Avram Baboyka Vayachvash is Chamoyroi. Vayachvash is Chamoyroi could have done before. There's nothing to be afraid of from Vayachvash is Chamoyroi. It says the Vayachvash is Chamoyroi he started from Baboyka. That's the Raya from the Gemara that the Mitzvah of Zrizus starts from the morning and not earlier. Because if it would start earlier, Avram Avinu would have been in the Vayachvash is Chamoyroi in the middle of the night. But he says, Michal doesn't understand Tosfos Kasha. L'kach nire, so Tosfos of Kaponim held that from the might of the Kedah, Bechlau, you can't bring any raya whatsoever, because of the mitzvah of Zrizus, the whole mitzvah of Zrizus is only from the morning, and then the Shulut and Mitzvah, there's something nothing to be afraid of, and there were three people, so the Maisa Kede is because the whole reason is the Gemara says in Mitzvah Tzrachim, because the Mitzvah of Zrizus starts from the morning to finish, so there's no reason why it should be Magdim, but you don't have any rights whatsoever that Talmud Chochem Reyeshi Malayla wasn't Yehidi, was for the Mitzvah. The Kachmir, the Hosei Galfinim, the Yashkim Avram Baboyke El Hamokim. Speaking of different Vayashkim Avram Baboyke. This pasuk is speaking about Misdai. This pasuk is speaking about Shaholach li Stalo al Tafichas Shahisa Babaika. Rohoyelo lahagdim li Stalo Balaiva. So really, he should have been li Stalo Balaiva. The text of Rosh is Shaholach Liroi. In Netra, he didn't know, Avraham Avinu did not know, the Gemara Tfunu, Avraham Avinu did not know if it was Netra or not. Before he had a whole time with the Rabbeinu from the Chamishim Tzadikim and the Aforim Tzadikim. So he says, there, Avraham Avinu, there was a Masa Matan with the Rabbeinu Shalom that they should be Megan, that the Tzadikim should be Megan, and the Rabbeinu Shalom said, definitely the Tzadikim will be Megan. That was the Maso Matan that is written in the parasha. Then later, Avraham Avinu wanted to go in the this Aishah, the Manishim said, there's no, if there's no peace, there'll be made. Right. So there's no LP, Midas Adin, there's no time for Avraham Avinu to be Maso Stoim because there wasn't such a thing. Avraham Avinu wanted to now be Mispalo. Let's forget about it. It's not deserving. But we wanted to be Mispalo. We wanted to be Mispalo on Shai Zayin. They're not Ois Kalm. They don't deserve it. We wanted to be Ma'ir Rachmei Shemayim that he should be Matros Zayin. And the Etzim, he went by Yashkim Avon Baboyke El Hamokim. El Hamokim, so only wants to say that mocking with the words of Galus Hashchina, he helps that mocking with Mesugul for Tfilah. We wanted to go to this mocking. Chazal tell us in Brachis. Vitram Shat, he was Kaveh mocking with Tfilah. In Abba Kaponim, the Elham mocking, he wanted to daven in a certain place, which he felt that this mocking, the Tfilah will be Niskabu. And Elham mocking. So why did he go to El Hamokim in the morning? It says, Vayashkim Avraham Baboyke El Hamokim. He should have been Mitzpalo in the middle of the night. He should have gone in the middle of the night to be Mitzpalo. So my tikkun is doing shahalach l'ispalol alafichas doing shahitza babayke. Because when he came, he saw already that sky was too late already. He had passed. Vayash came, he saw that the smoke was coming out of sky already. So he came too late. So why didn't, if he wanted to be Moira Rachmei Shemaim, he wanted to go to that mocking, because that mocking was Mesugo to, for Kabbalah Tatsula, so good, so why didn't he go in the middle of the night? For Yehoyaloi Lahazim Rispala Balayla, Elush Leigot Zalotis Shechidi Balayla, he didn't want to go at night. Why didn't he take someone with him? For Holach Yechidi Rispala Balayim, Leigotis Shum Odom Imay Bishat Tzila. He didn't want anyone should be there Bishat Tzila, so therefore he had to go alone. Didn't want anyone to be there besides Tzvila. Maybe he wanted to be Moira Rachmei Shemayim and Tosh Rishoyim, but something between him and the Rabbeinu Shalom, maybe it could be Mispalo for such Rachmei, but for someone else to see such Rachmei for Rishoyim, they might get a different message. But Avosh is also. He wanted to do it between him and the Rabbi Nishloila. Inami, the Yo Yeshemodam Rashay Livay Spati Chesdain. I mean, just like they couldn't take anyone. So Memele, so he had to go along. So that's the Raya. The Raya is from this person. The Magi and the Taisus of Rosh brings a Taisus and a Sech to Shumar. Fine. So of course, he had to go Yechidu. Why didn't he go at night? He's a Raya. He says, the Taisus of Tashe, but Shuhi Mitzvah in him, the Zayt, and the Tain of Tashe, the Taisus of Tam Rashi's Chak, is Shuhi Mitzvah in him, the Zayt, and so I'm going to be the Taisus in Yume. So Taisus says in Yume, Lo Yehoyo Shriach Mitzvah. The Benishim wanted to destroy his time. So he went up to the Kenegets, Lehoya, Rotzim, Lehochit, Takadish Boko, she used the Badam Rinat. So Memele, so that's why it's not Shulchan Mitzvah. So Lehoya, we have to understand that. Rabbi Nishan did not want Shehisa Ba'adam Rina Tzile. Rabbi Nishan doesn't want. Why did Avraham Avinu go to be this power? He realized it's not Shluchi Mitzvah. That's why he didn't go at night. So I think Pshad is that's Matamur Nikalimur. That there's a Koyach of Tzile. There's a Koyach of Tzile. It says Tazim Yenis and Benazil. Because by the Tzvila, by Yeta Yitzchak, on Tagim Enis Menazil, on Parshas Nodas, it says, V'hochach Yitzchak b'tzmoisei zadei b'kutche b'richo mimad l'gota. That means from the Tzvila of Yitzchak Avinu was mahapach the zad of the Rabbi Nishwam. That means before the Tzvila, the zad of the Rabbi Nishwam was that they shouldn't have children. And the Tzvila was Mahapach Daitei the Kutche Bericho. There's a Koyach of Tzvila. There's a Koyach of Tzvila that can be Mahapach Daitei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's after the Tzvila. But before he was Mispalo, he can't say Shluchei Mitzvah in the Zoykin, because Ba'asher Roshom, the Daitei of the Rabbi Nishloilom, is Fakert to be Mahapach Daitei. If he was Mispalo, so then Lamaise, if he'll be Mispalo, Then will be Mahapach Datei Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Pasher Roshom, it's not the Datei of the Rabbi Nishloilo. So you can't say it's Shluchei Mitzvah. Ubepsochim Maisei Koda Kedus, Loihoyo Yechidu. Forget, in Pesochim, the Gemara, there was no reason why you shouldn't go earlier. Because he wasn't the Yechidi, there's no problem of going by Laila, that's the right from the Gemara. The Gemara says that the whole reason he didn't go earlier because there's no need to go earlier. But here there was taka a need. That it would have been profitable to go earlier, but Avraham Avinu he couldn't go earlier because Ayeshe Tamad Chochem Balayla. That's how Pesach went to chat in the Gemara. Rabbonon Omri Mehochem. The Rabbonon brought another raya that Tamad Chochem Ayeshe Yechidu Balayla, that Yaakov Avinu told him, Leichna Re'ei Esh Shloim Achecha V'Shloim Achein. The Rashi says, Leichna Re'ei, the Eisha Otam Yochel Lirei, says Yaakov Avinu, gave him directions when he should go. He should go when it's Re'ei, the Eisha Otam Yochel Lirei. Yeah. The Prasa from Ha'gemoch, I mean, Yaakov Avinu Nebuchos Nenash, because of this, that he was Yosef Yechidi, some Emele, so he told Yosef Al Kaponin, when you go, make sure you go when it's light. Rab Oma Mehoche, by Yizrach Lo Yashemesh. So, there's a machlokes pshat in the Rai of Rab. The Marsha wants to say pshat, by Yizrach Lo Yashemesh. So, what's that Lo Yashemesh? The Zolcho, and we'll see later, there's a whole sugya, but the Masho wants to say that Rav lo Mshav, what's that, the Yidrach lo Yashem. So, the Masho says that the Rebbeinu Shlomo made that the sun should come out now, well, he was Magdim, the Zrichat Hashem, but he made it should come out now, that he shouldn't be in Amokim Sakone. Vayidrach lo yashemesh putin. Yaakov Avinu went at night and alpachim ktanim. Perhaps he did the wrong thing. But now the night isn't over yet. So vayidrach lo yashemesh that al kaponim now the mazikim shouldn't be mazikim. That's how the mashal says that. Vizolcha bavuroi because that he shouldn't be a yechidi balayla. The Masha I don't understand because it says it was Ola Shachar. It says the pasuk before says it was Ola Shachar. Then it says Vayitrach Lo Yashemesh. So Lachayre the whole din of Matamat Chochem Vayitrach Lo Yashemesh is still Aloisa Shachar. So I don't understand why did he? I don't understand the Masha. Why did he Vayitrach Lo Yashemesh to make sure that the Mazikin shouldn't be Mazikin was ready Ola Shachar. Now let's go further to Gemara. There's another pshat which Rabbeinu Gershom says, and the Maram Shit was Machab to Rabbeinu Gershom. What is then the Gemara? Rav Omer Mehoche, Vayizrach Lo Yashemesh. Omer Rabbi Kive, so the Maram Shit and Rabbeinu Gershom says that this is, well, Rav is explaining the Raya. We'll see the Raya soon. Omer Rabbi Kive, Sha'alti es Rav Gamliel ves Rav Yeshua be'itlei shalimum. We asked Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua be'itlei shalimum. Itlei is a shuk that is sell basa. Imum is a place. Sha'olchu likas behema lemishta b'nai shal Rav Gamliel. They were going to purchase a behema for the hasane of Rav Gamliel's son. Si vayidrach lo yashem. Rabbi Kiva asked them, what's that the Yitrach Loi HaShemesh? The Shemesh Loi Levad Zolcha, Loi Lechol Ha'ilam Zolcha. So, the Yitrach Loi HaShemesh. Omer Rabbi Yitrach, now Rabbi Yitrach is an Amore, now, so the Ben Yod explains, that they said a Teret, but the Teret was very Bekitzah. So Rabbi Yitzchak is going to explain what they answered. But he was a little bit more modest. So instead of bringing their Teretz and Rabbi Yitzchak explaining, the Gemara right away brings down Rabbi Yitzchak's explanation to what they answered. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Shemesh Abo Bavuroi, Zolcho Bavuroi. That means there was a time that the Shemesh set earlier, four Yakev Avinu, and the Mele to make up this time, V'yivrach lo yashemesh, so the shemesh came up earlier. V'chvi v'yeke Yakev m'be'er shova, v'yelech chorom. V'chvi v'yivka b'mokim. There's a problem. He came to chorom already, v'chvi v'yivka b'mokim is Beitel, so he was in Chorom, and then Vayitka B'mokim means he didn't go out of Eretz Yisrael yet. Vayitka B'mokim was Beitel, which was Eretz Yisrael. So he mocked the Chorom, so now he had to learn Vayelech Chorom. He went to Chorom, he wasn't in Chorom already. And then he mocked the Chorom, he left Eretz Yisrael, Oma Echer of Alfi Amokim. Mispalu avaytai, Ramilai hisalauti, he wasn't mispalu. Kadyoi daitai lameda, but he made up his mind with the wrong thing, that he was either amokim shispalu avaytai, Ramilai hisalauti. Kadyoi daitai lameda, koftalei are. So there was a tzitzi kadere, miyad vayitka bamokim. So he came back to Beitel, was misfollowed. Katsoli, Roy Lamanda. Now, if he davened, from the Mele, that was the whole reason he came back. The whole reason he came back was to daven the Mokim, to follow our Beitel. He wanted to go back. Makadish Bohu, Tadik Zeh, Bo, the Beit Meloini, the Yitzhah, Beloimine. But he's already here. So the sun came down. So the renegation and the Baal Shiv say that this is Pshat Merav. Rav Omer Mehoche, Vayivrach Lo Yashemesh. So the Vayivrach Lo Yashemesh is a kasha, what's a Vayivrach Lo Yashemesh? So the Emerson, this kasha, Rabbi Kiva asked, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. And they told him, Take Lo Yashemesh, because Take came earlier, rose earlier, because it set earlier because of Yaakov Avinu. Why did it set earlier because of Yaakov Avinu? Because the Rabbeinu Shlom wanted that he should remain there. That's why the sun set. So what did the Rabbeinu Shlom wanted him to remain there? What did the Rabbeinu Shlom accomplish by making that the sun should go down? Yaakov was finished. If the davening, he wants to go back. So the sun went down, he'll still go back. He's a raya. That's a Talmud Chacham Yaiti Yechidi Balayla. That's the raya. From the Mele, that was the raya of Rav. That's how the Maram Shish says Pshat in the raya. The raya is from the Yivach Lo Yashem, it's from the Lo Yasi, that it was light because there was a previous Bo Hashemesh, Kadesha Yolenbos. What's a Kadesha Yolenbos? You see clearly that Yaakov Avinu felt that there's no reason to, that he shouldn't go back since it's Balayla. The Ben Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Sha'alti, Esram Gamliel, Esram Yeshua, Beritla, Shalimo, Sha'ocho, Sa'u, Akdome, Rebbe Bank, Behemir, for the Mishka, the Nair, Sha'am Gamliel. The yes, the Mephis, Azoi, what's that, the Yitzhak, Lo Yashemesh? So, why does the Mephis tell us the Homaisa, go there? Why do you have to know the Homaisa, Rebbe Bank, me, go, and he has to know it. Why do we have to know this? So the Ben Yoda wants to say as follows. He says, he was Nisoyra from this Maisha. He says, right, Ram Gamliel was a Nasi. He needed meat for the Hasna of his Ben. So then he had to go himself.
Frau Eisterheit, am Neuhaus nennt sich Frau Mitzvete, Mitzvaya Hasene, so, we held that Mitzvayetim in the Shurta, the Kerut Asimu, and in these things, in the Hanuk, even though this is only a Hanuk for the Mishta of the Benoi, but he felt that a Kvoy Shamayim, that he should go himself. So when Rabbi Kiva saw this, he was misoyer in the parsha of Yaakov Avinu. He brings down from the Arizal that the Arizal says, why did Yaakov Avinu go back and pach and pach? And why did what? The Gemara said he suggested from Rabbah and Amahalach. The Arizal says a different Mahalach. The Arizal says that every money, every rechush that a person has, comes milamayla. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave him this. I mean, whatever a person has, that's from the Rebbeinu Shalom. If the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted he should have it, so it's a zilzul in Kvod Shamayim, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave it to me, and I don't care, I'll leave it there. It's a zilzul in Kvod Shamayim to be mezalzel in something that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave him. That's why Yaakov Avinu came back and pachim tzanet. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave it to me, but I care. The Rebbeinu Shalom said, I have no right to be mezalzel. Fine. So, providing Yaakov Avinu and the shliach to take it, but I care if this group is, since this is kvod shamayim, that one should not be mezalzel in what the Rebbeinu Shalom gave him, he wanted that the Kvod Shamayim should be Nasa al Yodoy. He was Nisoyra, this Kashi, but that's how he got into the Parsha. It wasn't the Parsha of Shavua then, but he was Nisoyra from the Anhoge of Rabbi Gamliel. That from Gamliel, he saw Rabbi Gamliel was Maktis, that felt that the Mishnah should be al Yodoy. From a Mele, so then he was necessary that was packed in the Kavon of Yaakov Avinu also, that there shouldn't be a Zilzul in Matnas Hashem, and he should be the one that should be Choyze Apachim Tanim. So this was Moirim to think about this and Hoge. Perhaps Rabbi Gamliel got it from the Parsha, so he got it ready in the Parsha's Vayishlah. From a melee, so yesterday this kasha from Vayivrach Lo Yashemesh. The Ben Yada also asked, he brings from Kimoto Lechoran, Oma Efsha Abarti Amokim Shispalu Aboisai, Ani Layu Palalti. The beings of the Santa Ora from the Pesach and Ayin, Epsher Abarti Amokim Shispalu Avois Venila Yispalalke, and what's the Epsher? He did it. Abarti Amokim Shispalu Avois Venila Yispalalke, what's the Epsher? Nothing. It was just like that. So, the Pesach and Ayin says a very interesting parable. That means that Yaakov Avinu had Kvitzus HaDerech, and the Yetz Yaakov Be'er-Shava Yehu HaCharone, that as soon as he left Be'er-Shava, he wasn't Charone already, it was Kvitzus HaDerech. But the Pesach HaNayim wants to say, he didn't know what happened over here, all of a sudden, he didn't know what happened. Did he get Kvitzus HaDerech? And he came right away, he came quickly to Charone. Maybe Charone came here. The Cholom came to Be'er Shava, right after Be'er Shava. It was Cholom, but yes, the Akhmashi, you know, Cholom came here. From the Melech, so if Cholom came here, there wasn't a Malki, a Mokim Shishpala, but the Cholom came here. The Cholom came here, he thought, from the Melech, but maybe not. Maybe this is Cholom, it's Akhbim Kaimoy, and a Malki, a Mokim Shishpala, but he thought. That's what the Pesach HaNayim says. Then Yoda doesn't like this. Such a topic, the Cholom should Amir, that's what the study doesn't like. We want to say a little different. We want to say there's two types of Kritzus HaDerech. There's one type of Kritzus HaDerech that an Onon takes it. I mean, he doesn't, he's not walking at all, but they're like, he's traveling on an Onon. He's moving the street, but he's traveling on an Onon. Or maybe he attacked the Rebbe Yisrael makes a Kritzus HaDerech that he walks very quickly. I mean, so if an Onon took him, he didn't realize what was happening. I mean, he was very quick to hold into the Ekiyakim Meshavayelach Arona. He didn't know exactly what happened, if an Onon took him or he walked very quickly. So if he walked very quickly, so about the Amokim Shistavu Avoytai, then there was a clear, if an Onon took him, so that was the Esha about the Amokim Shistavu Avoytai. Yeruchim is Moira, the Koyach of Yoyi's Datei of determination. Yoyi's Datei Lameda, he decided, no, he's going to go back. It's Koftalei Adam, Miyad Vayitka Bemokim. So we do the term to go back. Here we see the Bederech Shodom Reitzelei Lech Melichanoi say that the Rebbe Yisrael made a Kritzus HaDerech to get back. The Katsoli Boy Lameda. Hama Kadish Boko Tabik Zabola Base Maloini, Yifta Maloilina, Yad Borashamish. There's a music in Taylor, but you made a taken to a thesis in Brochet. Vayitka Bamokin, Chazal tell us in Brochet that Yakovina was Mestalo Tilus. Mesakim Tzilus Arvi, Vayitka B'mokim, Ein Pegiye Ela Tzile. So there's a major problem. If Avraham Yaakovina was Mesakim Tzilus Arvi, with Vayitka B'mokim, and then Vayolam Shem Kivoa Shomesh, then after the Tzile, I mean, Katzoli Boile Meheza, Amakadish Boch, Atavid Zeh, Boal, Beis Meloini, Yitka B'loilina, Miyad Boa Shem. About Kaponim, it seems Yaakov Avinu was Mesakim Tzilus Arvi, and it was before Vayolam, it was before Kivo HaShemesh. Vayolam, it was Mesakim Yitka B'mokim, the Rabbi Yisrael Makabi should say Katsoli, Boi Lamehda, because he's both a Tani Tzabo Lebeis Malayni, V'yitka B'loilina, Miyad Bo HaShemesh. So the Tzilus was before Bo HaShemesh, so he davened Meirah pretty early, he davened Meirah before the Shkia. And they may say, so Taisus and Brochus ask this kasha. He's davened Meirah before the Shkia. Taisus says, Taisus brings Agamore, the Hosra Muchach is Palo Arvis Beyoin. The Meyach is Palo, Kvavo Yadati Lamehazar. And then the Rabbi Yisrael made, Sivu HaShemesh, it was full by Beyoin. He looked at the Luach, he had another 3 hours to go back. The Rebbe Yisrael was Meshana, the Rebbe Yisrael made a Birus HaShemesh, it should be Vayolam Shem. The Tzitzis says, Rima Shepirashto, a very interesting Tzitzis, Rima Shepirashto, the Kaimelon Krab Yehuda, the Pascal of Krab Yehuda, the Omar at Plaga Minche, Miche, the Taket was after the Plaga Minche, and it was Yidavan Meire, when Taisus is more interesting. I mean, Taisus is John Naporti. This Gemara is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. This Gemara is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the Mele, so that's how Rabbi Yehuda learned Pshat in the whole Parsha. Niche. The Yorche Minik Shalom of the Adar Abatayim is following the Boi Gemara. Yes. Yes, that's the Dabba Meirav Eli. That's what Taisus says. And Rabbi Yehuda, but you may get taken through this Taisus. That's all the boy in the matter. There's a murder to get paid at Chaim, but I don't understand how you learn Pshat in the Gemara. The Teres Chaim says, not interesting. Teres Chaim says like this. He wanted to daven mincha. Yaakov wanted to daven mincha. And all of a sudden, the boy Hashemesh became night. So, papasta mincha. So, he wanted to make a tzilas tashlumin. For Mincha, But you can only make a tefillas tashlumim after a chayve. First you daven a tefillas chayve, and then you make a tashlum. So there was no chayve. So he was mesakin tefillas arvis. Then he was mesakin. He wanted to make a tashlumim for mincha. So pasta mincha. So mesakin tefillas arvis. And then he was mashlim the tefillas mincha b'zeret papas. But I don't understand how the Teretz Chaim. And the Gemara makes this quote. The Gemara says, "Kofsele yarem yad vayivka ba'mokim katzoli boi lemehada hamakadosh baruch hu tzadik zeh bole beis malin vayivta balin yad bo hashemesh." The Gemara says clearly not the way the Teretz Chaim says. He davened first, and the Rabbeinu Shlom, and then he wanted to go back, and then the Rabbeinu Shlom made that he should stay there. So I don't understand how the Teretz Chaim learns pshat in the Gemara. Let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi itlis pshut shemoichem bay boso imam shemokem shemesh abo ba'avuray shoka ba'avuray kaidim zmana. It went down kaidim zmana before shvoso loma shoka. Then it was vayizrach loy. Now it came back. So a few hours were taken away. From Plaga Mincha was taken away the Yom, so now it came back earlier. Ksiva Yeh Lecholam. The Mashme, the Motto Lecholam. Vayeh Lecholam, he was Becholam already. Vahotah Ksiv, Vayif Kaba Mokim, Vayna Beisa, Dakati Le Motto Lecholam. Shispalu Boya Beisa, I Beis Hill, Loya Somach Layu, Ali Rishalayu. Al Shem, Svayza Kod Beis Hill, Yeh Beis Hill Lekim, Kori Beis Hill. Who Hara Maria, she's followed by Abraham, who Soda, she's followed by Yitzhak. Perceive Lasuah Masoda. Ochem Rinim, Bibsochim, Alhara Shem, or Basilica Yaki. Maishno Yaki, I say Basilica Yaki. Ella Lake Abraham Shekori Har, perceive Bahara Shem. Lake Yitzhak Shekori Soda, perceive Lasuah Masoda. Lake Yaki Shekori Bai. Al Kaponim, this wasn't the place. As we see Al Kaponim from the Gemara, this was the same Mokim that is followed by Avoisai. Avram was Kori Har and Yitzhak Kori Soda. In this place, he wanted it up. Vayivka ba Mokim called him Apegeya Chaveroi, Shembo Kenegdoi. They met. Rashina Leinami Loshin Tfila, Kedachsib Altivka, Baltivka. Yad bo Hashemesh, kibosiv, v'yolen sham kibo Hashemesh, v'amalei l'michtiv kibo Hashemesh, v'lamdeinu sheshoka koydim zman, that was the only reason v'yolen sham kibo Hashemesh. Zog to Gemara v'ayta, k'si v'yikach mav ne'em okim, k'si v'yikach es ha'eben, omar Rav Yitzchok, melamed sh'nizkabtzu koloysen avonim, all the Abonim came together. I think there is Chaim, or another Mephoresh, I forgot about it, that they say as follows. Vayikach me'avnei ha'mokim, yikach ha'se'eben. So, to say that Yaakov Avinu took one heaven to lay on that heaven. And he took me Avnei Amokim to make took a whole bunch of stones to make a marzev around his head. So Lemaise, it comes out like this. There was a pile of stones around his head. And there was one stone underneath his head. And that's the similarity to a marzev. A marzev is three sides, the bottom, and then the surrounding sides, that's a marzev, a gutter. So But again, he made so there were stones. Stones around his head, and there was a stone on his head. Some Mamela, under his head. Some Mamela. So the, all these stones were Mekana, that stone. That means there's one stone, there's one stone that Yaakov Avinu laid his head on, and the, all the other stones kind of align the Yichzadik Zeroyshay. The Kulon Niblu Be'echot. So all the surrounding stones became Nibla in this one stone. So it's one big stone. So Lamai said that is what happened. That means like this, there were different stones. So this stone he put his head on. And the other stones were just protecting him. The Kulon Niblu Be'echot. So it's one big stone. So Mamela Alayan Yichzadik Aroish for one big stone. So it's in Yichzadik Aroish and each one is alive. That is, I think the Teres Chaim says this, or another Mefarish. It's kedai to mention, oh, the Masho says this, I'm sorry. Masho says this, the Balai, that's how the Masho says this Gemara. It's kedai to mention the Mesilis Yeshorim in Perik Aleph says, ki hine ilui godol hu labriyas kulam Yoysom Mishamshei Ha'odom Ha'sholem Ha'mekudish B'kdushosa Yisborach. This is the tachlis of the whole Briya, to be Mishamish, the Odom Ha'sholem Ha'mekudish B'kdushosa Yisborach. And therefore, they all wanted to have a chelek in this Olai Yonir Tavik Zeroysha. Comes out according to the Masha Meir de Kizach. That means even though the toil, the Roish of Yaakov Avinu was on one stone, but since they're all one stone, they became united. So it's a lie in the Yichzadik Roish. It's one big stone. So Mamela is no problem. Yeah. Zot. Me'adnei Mashmetuve. See by Yikach as a heaven. Niblu be'echot nasu even achas. Became one even achas. What does Taisvah say? See by Yikach as a heaven. Vipshute eshlapo shalokach even achas me avne hamokim. One even me avne hamokim. That's pshute, but the drash is. Yeah. Tone, yeah. Ve'yachlem v'nisulam mutzav arzo. How wide was this sulam? Shmoinas alofim parsois. 8,000 parsois. One parsa, just to think about a minute what we're speaking about, the distance, one parsa is 8,000 ame. It's 4 mil. And the Mahalach Odom Beinoni, it takes 72 minutes to walk one parsa. And the width of the sulam was 8,000 parsa. How do we get to this number? D'chsiv inim alachi elakim oilim v'yordim bay. It's oilim v'yordim. Oilim shnayim. That means two went up. Oilim v'yordim shnayim. And two went down. And v'chipogu bahadi adodi. And it seems at the same time there were malachim going up, two malachim going up, and two malachim going down. So there was four. So the sulam was broad enough to hold four malachim. Uchsibe b'malach, it says by a malach b'yosi ketarshish, that the goof of a malach is as large as tarshish as a yam. Ugemiri, the tarshish trei alfi parsi have, this tarshish is, the width of tarshish is 2,000 parsois. And here, so we see that the width of a malach is 2,000 parsa. It's memele, so if the sulam was able to hold four malachim to going up and to going down, so we see that the Reich of Asulam was 8,000 parsec. Let us see, Rashi, Oile Mash, Meki Adodi, Blaise Achazer, Vechen Yordim, Chipogu Badodi, Avalu Abo, So tzarech roichev asulam lahavzik abatam dviyose ketarshis bedaniel tarshis, what's a tarshis? Yom sheshmai tarshis. It's a yam that's called tarshis melkaminen tarshis kelum yame, mara hayam. Uchsi boni yabo tarshis bayoyneh